I'm joined by artist Elizabeth Morissette, whose show called Clever will be at the Launch Pad beginning next Friday, first Friday, March 6th. So, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I enjoyed giving a little preview of your work online and looking at some of the concepts that you play with. A lot of repurposing materials, a lot of recycling objects. Could you speak to how you came into that style of art making?
Sure. I guess I started doing that when I was in college because these kind of materials were very easily accessible and normally free or very inexpensive. And I also like the recycling aspect of them. And then as I've been doing it for like 20 years now, I find that a lot of the items that I use have a certain sense of sentimentality to people or memories of the objects. So it's kind of neat to take these objects that are considered trash or considered something that, you know, might be something that you might throw away or might not think is precious. And then I take them and make them into something a little bit more precious and bring that memory back to people.
Mm-hmm. There was one piece that I saw a photo of on the Carbondale Arts website called Domestic Helmet, and it looked like it was made of curlers from a bunch of different colors. How do you find these pieces? How do you come across the objects?
Well, at first I would buy them on eBay, back in the old days of eBay, or thrift stores. I also was in North Carolina. That's where I got my degree. And at the time I was there, a lot of the old textile mills were closing down. And so you could find a lot of things there, like buttons and zippers and that kind of thing. The helmet, the domestic helmet, is made out of rollers that I found at yard sales and thrift stores. And what's really neat about that piece is a lot of people have memories of wearing curlers to bed at night, particularly like Saturday night before Sunday morning church. So it's really neat to hear people's stories as they view the work because, you know, I have my own memory of that particular item, but to hear other people's memories and how it kind of brings people together through the stuff is kind of cool to me.
Has hearing other people's impressions of your work throughout the years had a big influence on how you now create work?
Yeah, it has because, you know, there's some things, most of the things I know what they are, but there's sometimes I get these things, and actually at this point people know what I do and bring me things and sometimes just leave them on my front porch and I don't know who gave them to me. And so sometimes there's a sense of like, what is this, or what was this, or why did somebody think that I would want? Like, for example, a couple of months ago, somebody left a huge bag of foam squares, and I have no idea what they were used for, but like thousands of them. And so it's kind of like there's this air of mystery with some of this stuff of like, what is it? And then when I put it in these masses on these pieces of art, it's kind of something people have to get really close to really understand what the actual items are, which is kind of cool.
So you currently live in Fort Collins, and I saw that you've done residencies also in Durango. You've been featured in the Denver Post. How did you come to live in Colorado?
We lived in Washington, D.C. before this, but I was born in Idaho, and I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. So I kind of always wanted to get back out west, and so it took a little bit of talking to, but my husband, who's from Detroit, I bought this mug that said, I love skiing, and I gave him his coffee in that mug every day in Salt Lake, or when we were in Washington, D.C., and I said, don't you want to move to Colorado? Great skiing in Colorado, and eventually we got here. So we've been here now 11 years, so we're really happy here.
Fantastic. And have you been to Carbondale before? Have you had any shows associated with Carbondale?
I haven't had any shows, but I have been to Carbondale. I have some friends who moved from Fort Collins to Carbondale, and we came up and visited them and went out for some great pizza and hung out with them for a weekend. So that's what's kind of cool about having a show there, is that we can kind of catch up with old friends again.
Well, we very much look forward to having you at the opening and to seeing your work. Any particulars that you'd like to share about this showing?
Yeah, it's a variety of pieces using a lot of found objects. Almost all of my work is sustainable and recycled. So I use recycled plastic toys. I use recycled string. I use recycled fabrics. So it's kind of neat to see the variety that you can get just from things that are reused and repurposed.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be sharing, well, you're in your own space, but the show is two solo shows simultaneously. Do you know much about Andrew Rice or his work?
I don't, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it really complements my work very nicely.
In what way, do you think?
His seems to be like more textured and just using the single colors, and then mine is like very, very colorful. And so I think the textures and the colors will really complement each other well.
Right, like they kind of contrast each other in a balancing way. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with Katie and Kay once again. This First Friday opening is on March 6th. Begins at 6 p.m. for the public, 5:30 for Carbondale Arts members. Anything else you'd like to add, Elizabeth Morissette?
Nope, but I'm looking forward to coming up to Carbondale and hanging out with you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.